You're listening to the LCJ Q&A podcast, available on iTunes. As always, I'm your host, Lights Camera Jackson. Sony Pictures Animation's third movie this year is coming to theaters Thursday, November 16th. It is The Star. Joining me right now is the film's director, Academy Award nominee, Timothy Record. Timothy, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Jackson. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So this is the story of the nativity from the animal's point of view. Was it just kind of a random thought one day? Like, we've never heard what the animals think about all of this.
You know, the funny thing is this script has been at some level of existence since the late 90s, actually. It's been at the Henson Company. I think it developed kind of in the wake of Babe, because it was originally developed for live action. So I think the idea was to do kind of a Babe-style live-action movie of Christmas from the point of view of the animals. And so that kind of in the late 90s, that got started there. But when I first encountered it, obviously much more recently than that, I was really struck by it because I thought, oh my gosh, like how has this movie not been made yet? It seems so obvious because these animal characters are part of everyone's nativity set. They've always been there, but no one has made the movie about what they're side of the story was. So I was really excited to be part of a movie that just fits so naturally into the imagery that we already have of Christmas, and that also presents an opportunity to kind of do it in a fresh way that we've never seen before, which is great for a story that everyone's heard a million times. So
right, yeah,
exciting for me.
Sure. And was it challenging in these very politically correct times to make a holiday movie based on a religious event? A lot of people say, you know, a Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus literally quotes the Bible, and many people say they just couldn't make a special like that these days. Was that ever a concern of yours?
Well, we knew that our main target for this movie was the faith-based audience. I mean, people who are Christian and sort of identify as such. So you really have to think about who the audience of the movie is before you set out and make it, because the whole time that you're working on the movie, if you ever lose track of who the audience is for, I think you can really end up with a misfire, and that has already happened recently with some attempts at doing faith-based movies, at capturing the faith-based audience. You know, I'm thinking of the Exodus movie that Ridley Scott directed a few years back, and that movie just basically didn't feel authentic to the audience. So, of course, we wanted a successful movie, and that meant that we had to be authentic in that way to sort of the Bible source material. But at the same time, I think that what was great about this concept was that we could have fun with it. You know, we could let the Mary and Joseph side of the story be true to what's in the Bible, because ultimately our job was to kind of make up a story that happens off in the wings, like happens backstage. It's kind of the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead of the Bible is kind of how we thought of it. And that meant that we had a little sandbox to play in without risking being, you know, sort of tampering with the Bible.
This cast: Oprah, Tyler Perry, Anthony Anderson, Patricia Heaton, Zachary Levi, Christopher Plummer, there's at least a dozen more. Your casting director, Tamara Hunter, must have had a fun time putting this entire ensemble together.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this was that we had a million is an exaggeration, but not by a lot. We had a lot of characters to cast in this movie, because there's the three camels, and then there's the three animals who live in the stable, and then there's Bo and his friend Dave, and then their friend the sheep, and then the mouse, and we just had all of these parts that we had to cast, all of which had such distinct personalities, and the process was really just like making our kind of wish list. Who would we go to, you know, and we're probably going to say no, but who would we ask to do this part? And the thing that was amazing was that almost, you know, most of the time that they would come back with a yes, even though we were prepared to kind of go way further down the list. I mean, that was certainly the case, you know, with like Oprah, Tyler Perry, and Tracy Morgan. What a great trio to play those camels, but they all, you know, it's the story. They wanted to be part of this opportunity to kind of retell the Christmas story in a new way.
And because there are so many characters in this 90-minute film, was it tricky trying to balance screen time and making sure audiences form genuine, thorough connections with each one of these characters?
Yes. Was it a challenge? Yeah, I mean, you know, really the story belongs to Bo, the donkey. so in that sense, that's where we really spent a lot of our time, or a lot of our screen time. We really wanted to invest in that emotional journey. But all of these characters do have distinct personalities. And I think, you know, that's where having that cast really helps, because there's a certain shorthand you get in terms of getting to know a character when it's Tracy Morgan going, you know, with his big belligerent voice. You don't need to know the backstory of that guy to kind of know who he is.
And these animals, they're so wide-eyed, and they have such a kind spirit to them. What was the design process like in making sure these animals could seem relatable to kids watching the film?
We, our character designer for most of the animal characters was David Coleman, who I've admired his work for many years. So he does great animal designs. And the goal was to come up with animals that felt like real animals, not to anthropomorphize them. They're never going to stand on their hind legs if that's not what they really do. They're not going to use their hooves as hands. But on the one hand, to make them anatomically inspired, but then on the other hand, to make them emotional. And I think that came in not only to the design process, giving them, like you say, bright eyes, clearly readable smiles and everything. But also it came down to the animation style, where we didn't stick strictly to animal behavior. We really allowed for some squash and stretch, used for basically as an expressive tool.
We're with Timothy Record now from The Star, the director of the movie I mentioned off the top, Academy Award nominee for a fantastic animated short film called Head Over Heels. I saw it in the animated shorts presentation just before the Oscars that year. So inventive, so wild, but so heartfelt too. And that film has a core relationship to it. How did making that film help with the relationships we see in The Star?
It was a really direct correlation in my mind when we were designing the characters of Mary and Joseph. And I don't just mean the character design. I mean designing personalities for them so that there would be conflict, but a certain amount of complementarity. It's really based on my experience in my own marriage, and also my experience looking at most marriages, which is that most people are odd couples. I think there are very few married couples that were like, the husband and the wife are just the same person, and so I think it's more dynamic to watch a married couple where there is kind of two different points of view on the world. That was definitely what Head Over Heels is about. It's just about that experience. And so with Mary and Joseph, we purposely created Mary to be sort of open to improvisation, not a terribly big planner, not terribly organized, where on the other hand, Joseph is, he's basically the engineer, he's a carpenter, right? So he would, in this day and age, be an engineer, I think. So this is a guy who's got, he's planning everything, he's packing everything for the trip to Bethlehem, he wants to make sure everything's going to be great. And with these two points of view, Mary, who's open to whatever life is going to bring her, and Joseph, who is always trying to get ahead of it, plan for it, I think they both have things to learn on this journey to Bethlehem. It made for some fun. Just the dynamic of a marriage which has two different personalities that are both trying to make the marriage work.
And if you haven't seen Head Over Heels, by the way, it is online. Please check it out. With The Star, there's so much music in it, too. Songs from Fifth Harmony, A Great Big World, and Mariah Carey sings the title song. What made her write to sing this Star song?
I mean, Mariah Carey, people call her the Queen of Christmas, and that's really true. I mean, All I Want for Christmas Is You is really kind of the modern classic of the Christmas season. And when Mariah expressed interest in doing something for our movie, we thought it just was a great opportunity because, the really exciting thing is that a song for our movie would be different from All I Want for Christmas Is You, which really is more on the, on the secular side of Christmas, just in terms of like the feeling of the season and the romance of it. For The Star, what was called for was something more along the lines of a carol, something inspired by the original story. And she's got such a great voice, and the song that she gave to us was this just epic, heartfelt ballad. We wanted to make a movie that felt epic in scope, and I think the song really communicates that size.
Yeah, it is a very nice song. And I watched one of your seminars that you gave at a school, and you've said that we experience life as a collection of moments, and that moments are so powerful. So for the families who go see The Star, what kinds of moments should they expect from it?
There's definitely some comedy, which is one of my favorite parts of the movie. But I think in that talk about moments that I gave, I really was trying to emphasize the life-changing power of moments and the idea that, you know, that you can make an argument to somebody, but that's not as powerful oftentimes as that person just having an experience. And one of the few ways that you can make a whole country, a whole society share an experience together is to make a movie that presents that experience. So in that sense, what I'm hoping to inspire the audience of The Star with is the idea that you can do something great even if it doesn't look so great on the outside. That's really the kind of theme of the nativity story itself, but it's also the big theme and the lesson that Bo, the donkey, learns on his journey. You know, he feels called to do something big and great in that outside world, and helping Mary get to Bethlehem doesn't seem so great on the outside, but in the end, he, you know, learns that things can have a humble appearance even when they're very important.
So, Timothy, besides this film doing well in theaters and families really enjoying it, what else is on your Christmas list?
Oh, man. Probably some R&R, to be honest. the movie's finally done, and all I want for Christmas is sleep, I think.
Could Mariah do that as a new version of the song?
I'd love that version, trust me.
That'd be great. Well, Timothy, it was a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on The Star. It opens Thursday, November 16th at 5 p.m. in theaters nationwide. Go see it. Timothy, congrats on everything.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A.